Growing Pains by Steve Whetton, starring Ray Brooks and Sharon Deuce as Tom and Pat Hollingsworth. Episode 1, Teamwork.
Miriam?
Pat, what on earth are you doing here? Oh, just a moment. Mr. Johnson?
Yes?
This essay of yours, making political points with a punch-up,
yes?
It was supposed to be called Mass Protest as a Defence Mechanism in the Face of Increasing Social Deprivation.
Oh, well,
change
I thought you...
Change it, please. You're training to be a school teacher, not a Sun reporter. And Miss Akiyoi, I said 2,000 words, not 1,700.
But...
Please, no buts. Have it on my desk tomorrow, all right? Good. And Miss Fitchett?
Me?
Yes, you. Your spelling's awful. So borrow a dictionary. I have mentioned it before, haven't I?
Yes.
You should have listened. That's what you come here for, you know. Didn't they tell you? Right. See you lot tomorrow. God! Who do liberal studies? Anyway, Pat, this is a nice surprise. What can we sign you up for?
Lunch. I'm starving. Do you fancy a meal somewhere? I'm buying.
Great. There's this new vegan restaurant I found the other day.
Oh, well, come to think of it, I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Fine. It's only just round the corner.
I thought it might be.
Come on, follow me. Gangway, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't you think you're a bit hard on them?
My mature students? Not at all. Positive thinking. The most valuable lesson I can teach them.
I'll try to remember that.
So, what do you think of vegan food?
Well, let me put it this way. I won't be going to Vega for my holidays.
Everything they use is completely organic.
If only it was edible.
Come on, I've got my big sister hat on now. What's the problem?
Well, I'm thinking fairly positively of doing something that could cause chaos in my family life.
Not you as well. There's so much of it going on at the college, I keep expecting it to appear on the timetable.
What?
An affair. Sex.
Sex? I'm not interested in sex. I'm a married woman. And besides, I'm from Yorkshire. You were right. This is organic. It's growing. I've been eating for 10 minutes. I've got more now than when I started.
Shut up. It'll clear out your whole system.
Well, that's all very well, but I came for a meal, not a 5,000-mile service.
Well, go on, then.
Go on, then what?
Finish what you were saying.
Oh, well, I wanted to crack the toughest nut first, you see.
So you came to me?
Mm-hmm, that's right. Because you're not going to like this, Miriam, and neither is our dear mother. But if I can get you on my side to begin with, well, she'll probably follow suit.
I wouldn't count on it.
She will. She always did listen to you.
No, I meant don't count on getting me on your side, but go on, I'm listening.
What did you say? You're thinking of what?
Fostering. Is there any more tea in that pot?
Fostering children?
Yes. Do you want some more tea?
Other people's children?
Yes, that is the general idea, Mum. I don't think they let you foster your own. One spoon or two.
You're not thinking straight.
Oh, no, of course you've stopped taking sugar, haven't you?
Leave it. I can pour my own tea. I'm not helpless.
Sorry.
Now, what's brought all this on?
I don't know. With the children at school all day and Tom working all sorts of strange hours, I'm restless, I suppose.
Couldn't you knit or something?
I hate knitting. I'm no good at it anyway.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. This tea cosy guinea looks all right. A bit unusual, perhaps.
Well, it would be, wouldn't it? It started out as a chunky cardigan. You don't get many tea cosies with raglan sleeves and pockets.
Don't exaggerate. It's not that bad.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm still young. I'm not ready for that kind of thing yet.
Oh, thank you very much.
And neither are you if it comes to that. It was only last year you tried for that job as a lollipop lady, remember?
Yes, and I'd have got it as well if that other woman hadn't mentioned her two O-levels.
That's what I mean. There aren't many jobs about, are there? And fostering, well, that would be a job. And one that I fancy.
Don't let Miriam hear you saying that.
She already has.
What did she say?
That's a lot.
There you are, then.
She wasn't against it. Not totally. And besides, when did we ever agree about anything?
Every time you wanted to put one over on me.
Oh, you've got a suspicious mind. You know that?
I suppose she thinks the same as me. You're not stupid. You could do better.
Well, what is better? I actually like being a wife and mother.
Oh, I don't know. I sometimes wonder if we should ever have come down here.
Oh, Mum.
I said to your father at the time, we'll never settle. And I was right. These southerners with the trendy ideas, they're just not the same.
Mum, that was 25 years ago, and you get on famously with everybody.
Do I? When my own next-door neighbours won't even speak to me.
Well, they only moved in 2 weeks ago.
Yes, and in all that time, they never so much as passed the time of day.
Well, have you spoken to them?
No, and I'm not going to, neither. I tried to make the first move.
How? What did you do?
I went out and hung some washing on the line.
Yes, and?
Well, that was it. She was there in the garden, but she never even looked at me.
Well, perhaps she didn't even notice you.
Well, she ought to have done. I'd only fetched it in 10 minutes before. It was already dry. No, she's had a chance. It's up to her now.
Oh, listen, I'm going to the shops. Do you fancy a walk?
Might as well, I suppose. There's nobody to talk to round here. Finish that tea. I'll get me colt. Besides, I've run out of Camden tablets.
Why? What are you taking them for?
I'm not taking them. I'm using them to make the elderberry wine.
Oh, I see. And who said I wasn't stupid? Mmm! Yuck, this tea's cold.
Well, what do you expect from a cosy with a V-neck and half its buttons missing?
Fostering's my only hope, Mum. Now, come on, what do you really think?
I think it's a terrible idea. Opening up your doors to God knows what, a bunch of disturbed adolescents.
Not all foster children are like that.
I'm talking about the social workers. And another thing, your own children, what do they think about it all?
I don't know, I haven't asked them yet. But I'm going to.
Should think so too. Poor little lambs.
Listen! I'm glad I've managed to catch you all together for once. I want to ask you something.
Ah, well, to save a lot of time, I might as well tell the truth. Simon did it.
I did what?
Whatever it is Mum's on about, it's always you, you're an idiot.
You rotten sneak.
Well, it's all serious anyway. It'll come out, won't it, Mum?
What will come out?
They'll tip on a duvet.
I don't know. Can we forget about that? This is important.
Of course we can, Mum. Go on. What is it?
Yeah, Mum, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Me and your father have been talking about the idea of fostering. That's all. Naturally, we want to know what you think about it.
I think it's a great idea, Mum.
Really?
Yeah. But who will we get to take Simon and Lisa?
Mark.
Sorry, but I could have a bedroom all to myself.
Mum, he needs a bedroom all to himself. And then another one just for his socks.
Simon.
I mean it, Mum. His socks are what's causing the acid rain over Europe. They could be part of the NATO defence package.
Oh, shut up. I want a serious and sensible family discussion. Well?
Fostering.
Yes.
Fostering children.
Yes.
Other people's children.
Oh, that's enough. I've had that from your grandmother. I don't want it in stereo.
Well, I think it's a terrible idea. It's the worst I've ever heard of.
I see. Simon?
Well?
You're the youngest. Wouldn't you like a little playmate?
Mum, I'm at secondary school now. I've got thousands of little playmates. I don't want them living here.
I wouldn't mind a little playmate, Mum. Emma Ridley, for instance.
Who's she?
She's a wild child.
Oh, look, never mind that. Now, let's be serious. What do you really think about fostering?
Not a lot, Mum.
Lisa, what about you?
Sorry, Mum, for once I agree with Mark. I mean, who wants strangers in your room?
Yeah, she might have to share for a change.
Simon?
More socks in the bedroom. No way.
I don't believe it. I really don't. These things are trivial. Oh, go on, all of you. I've got things to do.
Right, Mum, see you later.
Just a minute. What's all this about felt tip on your duvet?
You told us to forget it.
That was before.
Before what?
Don't change the subject.
Oh, Mum.
Never mind, oh, Mum. Do you know how long it takes to get felt tip out of a duvet?
Tom.
Hmm? What?
You'll never guess what Simon was doing in his bed the other night.
Oh, I don't think I want to know.
He was drawing a map of Poland.
Yes. Well, I shouldn't worry about it. It's a phase we all go through.
I'm really disappointed.
Yes, I know you are.
How could they be so selfish? They never even thought about it.
Well, perhaps that's the trouble.
What do you mean?
You never gave them time to think about it.
You didn't need time to think about it. You just said yes straight away.
Well, only to find out more. Not yes to doing it.
Oh, I know.
And anyway, I mean, they're just children. I'm a mature adult.
My mother's a mature adult, supposedly.
Well, she just likes to argue. She's just upset because it wasn't her idea in the first place.
Do you think so?
Oh, she'll come round. No problem.
Miriam won't.
Well, Miriam's not a mature adult.
She's pushing 40.
Yeah, and she's still not sure what she wants to be when she grows up. I mean, look at your cousin's wedding the other week. Miriam was wearing ripped jeans and a scruffy jumper. I wouldn't have minded, but she was one of the bridesmaids.
Everybody's against me except you. Shall I just give up?
Do you want to give up?
No.
Then what are you talking about?
I just wanted to hear you say it, that's all.
All right. I'll have a talk to the kids tomorrow. Don't you worry about it.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Tom. I don't. I really don't.
What? Attractive little raven like you? You get someone, that's what you do.
Oh, well, I know that. Eventually. But I meant for the first few weeks.
Mm. Can we get some sleep now, Petal, please?
I was only joking.
Oh, it's not that. It's, you know, it's just work. You know, a bit of a problem.
Well, tell me about it.
Oh, it's nothing. Well, see, what it is, we've got a sales drive on stair carpet with a good bonus, but my team has got no chance.
That's not like you. You usually enjoy a challenge.
I know, but think of the area we cover. Maisonettes, high-rise flats, bungalows. There's not a staircase amongst them that uses carpet.
What about that new estate off Station Road?
It's a caravan park. You might not have noticed, but you don't get a lot of multi-storey caravans.
No, but they have narrow rooms, don't they? I mean, a carpet is a carpet, if you see what I mean.
And if it comes to that, modern flats and maisonettes don't have all that much floor space either.
Oh, it's an idea, isn't it? Anyway...
You'll still have time to talk to the children, won't you?
Yes, of course I will. I said so, didn't I? Now, good night.
Good night.
Simon, come on! You should have done that homework last night, like I told you to, and before you went to bed.
Look, stop fussing, Petley. He got an A for the map of Poland on his duvet, didn't he?
You're going to be late.
Right, run away.
I've just got to find my trainers, Mum.
They're in your bag.
Who'd have thought of looking now?
I would. Now, go on. Tom?
What's up?
You won't forget, will you?
Of course I won't forget. I'll talk to Simon now and the others when I have time this evening. Simon! Hang on, I'll give you a lift.
Seems a bit sluggish today, Dad.
Yes, it does.
Ask Mark to look at it for you. He's brilliant with cars, isn't he?
Yes, I will do. I'll ask him tonight. Simon?
What?
You'll never guess what I was looking at in the shop the other day. A really beautiful... what do you call it? That football game, the one you play on the tabletop with those little players. The one with Ronnie Corbett on the left wing.
Ah, Sabutio.
That's it. Sabutio. I thought I might get it for you.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You're my favourite 12-year-old son in the whole world, aren't you? Do I need a reason?
No, I don't suppose so.
So?
So what do I have to do for it?
Oh, well, if you're not interested, let's forget it, shall we?
Dad, of course I'm interested.
After you've insulted me.
Sorry.
That's better. All right, say no more. It's yours.
Thanks, Dad, I can't wait.
Right. Mind you...
Here it comes.
No, it's just that I was thinking.
Yeah?
I mean, who's going to play with you? Mark's always in the garage. Lisa's not interested in football. I'm a bit past it.
Got friends.
Yes, but suppose you're playing a cup final. You get into extra time. A last-minute penalty. Your friend's mother turns up waving the red card. Dodgy.
Very dodgy.
No, what you really need is someone who can be there all the time, as it were.
Like a foster brother, for instance.
What? A foster brother? What a good idea. I never would have thought of that. Simon, you're a genius. There you are.
Thanks, Dad.
My pleasure.
But thanks for the Sabutio offer.
That's all right.
There is just one thing, though.
What's that?
I'd already changed my mind about fostering anyway.
You what?
See you, Dad.
Mum, who peeled these potatoes?
Simon did.
Chips fried in their jackets.
No, they weren't that bad.
Men are hopeless, aren't they?
Yes. Well, sometimes. Just like us.
What are we hopeless at?
Mending the car. Repointing the chimney stack. Burying dead things in the garden.
Aunt Miriam can do all that.
Well, yes, she's an exception. Besides, the things she buries in her garden are probably party guests who've sampled one of her meals.
Mum, that's not very nice.
All right, I'll take it back. I'm just trying to make a point, that's all. Nobody's good at everything. Not even Aunt Miriam.
Yes, but boys get to do all the exciting things. It's not fair.
Well, that's something you can argue about.
I will, don't worry.
Oh, but not with Simon. Especially not today, because I'm pleased with him.
What, just for carving up a few potatoes?
Don't be silly. He's changed his mind about fostering.
Oh.
Yes. Your father had a little talk with him. Appealed to his better nature, and that was it. I'm really quite touched.
You must be if you believe that. Dad probably threatened him.
Lisa, he wouldn't do that.
Or bribed him.
I don't know where you get it from. I really don't. Just because Simon's trying to be nicer than you for once.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do feel a bit guilty.
Oh?
I could see how upset you were, and I suppose somebody's got to do it.
Well, that's what I thought.
So why not somebody like you and Dad who'd be good at it?
Lisa!
Get off, Mum, I'll drop this plate.
You see, I wasn't wrong. You are nice children. You don't have to be bribed or threatened to do things, do you?
Of course we don't. So, anyway, can I go to the all-night disco at Joy's house, Mum?
What all-night disco?
Mum, your face. I'm only joking.
Give me the tea towel. Come on, I'll finish them.
No, you won't. Hey, Mum, it'd be nice if you've got a cute little toddler, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't think they let you choose. And then there's still Mark.
Can you tell? It's not pulling properly.
It's a pity I can't take it out for a drive.
Ah, well, you know, you can't. Not till your birthday. But just wait. I'll teach you everything I know.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Then the second week, can I have proper lessons?
Watch it. Now, the way I see it, it could be dirty or incorrectly gapped breaker points.
Yeah.
Or excessive choke or insufficient choke.
Yeah.
Or fouled or incorrectly gapped thingamies.
Thingamies?
Well, I couldn't read the next bit. There was a dirty fingerprint on the page.
So, you were going to do it yourself, were you, Dad?
I'm not that useless. I thought I might, you know, only, you know.
What?
I couldn't work out how to get the bonnet open.
Don't worry, Dad, I like doing it.
Yes, I know you do. You're in here all the time, aren't you?
You know what I'd really like to do, Dad?
No? Tell me.
I'd like to build my own car from scratch. Or better still, rebuild a Triumph Stag. They're beautiful.
Ah, perhaps you could.
No, it'd take ages.
It'd keep you out of mischief.
You have to search for parts.
I could help you.
Well, the garage isn't big enough.
It would be, if we knocked through into the workshop.
What? Are you serious?
Why not? It's a sensible idea, if you're willing to stick at it.
Oh, great. Oh, but Mum, well, she won't agree, will she?
Why won't she?
Well, she's still expecting me to become a brain surgeon.
Well, I really don't think so. I mean, let's face it, two GCSEs and a trophy for table tennis isn't going to get you into university, let alone medical school, is it?
No.
It's a pity, really. I mean, you're brilliant with your hands. It would have been nice to see you operating on someone. Quite funny, too, really, with you lying on a trolley underneath the operating table still.
Oh, Dad, do you mean it? What? I mean, can we change the garage?
Well, I mean, the way I see it, if your mother was busy doing other things, you know, something she'd set her heart on, the way you want to be an engineer.
Like what? Oh, I get it. Fostering.
Fostering? That's a good idea. I never would have thought of that.
It was amazing, Mum, all three of them.
They all changed their minds, just like that?
Well, not just like that. Tom had a little talk with the boys.
Oh, I see.
What do you mean?
He threatened them.
He did not threaten them. He wouldn't do that.
Or promised them something.
Now I know where she gets it from. I should have known.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. What is that?
What does it look like?
It looks suspiciously like another tea cosy.
Well, you're the expert.
Mum, you're not still upset, are you? I thought you might come round eventually, even if Miriam never did. I really want you to be on my side.
Oh, do you now? As for Miriam, you needn't talk to me about her.
Why? What's she done now?
Well, now she's had time to think about it, she thinks it's a wonderful idea.
What, fostering?
Yes, fostering.
Well, that doesn't sound like Miriam.
Some nonsense she was talking. Abolish the family and treat all children as communal property.
That sounds like Miriam.
Then she said if some women want to be treated like breeding animals, then that was their privilege and they should be allowed to get on with it.
That sounds exactly like Miriam. Still, that's wonderful. That only leaves you. Do you want anything from the shops?
You won't buy me that easily. What about the fostering people? I hear they're choosy.
Well, where have you heard that, then?
Here and there.
I'm going to phone them as soon as I get home this afternoon. Well, I'm off.
You can get me some more of this wool.
What, in that colour?
Yes.
All right. I'll let you know what they say.
I'm sure you will. And close the door behind you.
I will. Bye.
Bye.
Did you, Tom?
Did I what?
Bribe them to change their minds.
Oh, do you really have to ask?
I'm sorry. I apologise.
I should think so too.
I'm just nervous, that's all. You know what I'm like in any kind of interview.
This isn't an interview. It's just an informal get-together in our own house, for heaven's sake. So just relax. Be yourself.
I'm bound to say something stupid. I'm going to blow it. I know I am.
Look, all you've got to do is tell the truth. Whatever she asks, answer it honestly. That's what I always, you know, always try to do.
Body language.
What?
That book I was reading, it had something on interviews.
Oh, you haven't got time for that now. Don't confuse yourself. Keep it simple.
It was simple. Things like height, you know. You sit higher than your opponent and they can't dominate you.
Opponent?
Well, you know what I mean.
All right. I tell you what, I'll sit on an armchair, we'll spread a rug on the floor for the social worker and you can stand on top of the music centre. How's that?
You're just being silly.
No, you're being silly. She's only a social worker, for heaven's sake, and we're not asking for a handout. We're offering our help. She ought to be worrying about us.
I suppose you're right.
So come away from that window and try and relax.
Dad, is this her?
What? In the next R3? You must be joking. Now, what we're looking for is a 15-year-old yellow Cortina with one black door and a Save the Whale sticker on the window. Listen, I tell you what, I'll put the kettle on, a cup of tea. That'll be a good start.
It's stopped here. There's a woman getting out.
Does she look like a social worker?
God, she looks like Joan Collins.
What? You mean Phil Collins, don't you? Blimey, forget the kettle. Have you got any ice?
Only a social worker, you said.
Well, she is. Now, listen, don't let it get to you. You look just as attractive and elegant and sophisticated as she does in your jeans and slippers.
She's rung the doorbell.
What did you expect her to do? Shin up the drain pipe. Oh, look, I'll let her in. You go in there and sit on a chair nearest the door. That way you control the psychic energy flow.
What?
I'm joking. It's going to be all right. Now, just leave it all to me. Now, go on.
Now, before we go any further, are there any questions you'd like to ask me?
Oh, there must be. I just don't know what they are.
Fair enough.
I mean, I know I'll think of something the minute you go out of the door.
Well, not to worry. We've got months and months ahead of us if it goes any further.
What, months and months?
There you are, you see. That sounds like a question.
Oh, how long does it take?
It varies, but roughly between 6 months and a year, I should say.
You could have one of our own in that time.
You couldn't, as a matter of fact.
Which, I think, preempts another question of mine.
There won't be any more. I had complications with Simon.
And we've all been having complications with him ever since.
Have you really?
Nothing serious. He's just a real boy, you know.
As opposed to being a glove puppet, you mean?
He's very bright, actually. He's a bit precocious, that's all.
Yes, that's what I meant, isn't it?
Is everything all right, Mr. Hollingsworth?
In what way?
It's just that you look a bit uncomfortable, perched up high like that on the arm of the chair.
Oh, well, I was just about to make some coffee, if anyone's interested.
Oh, yes, please, Tom, my throat's parched.
Yes, I'm gasping for a drink. And you, Mrs. Thornley?
No, I don't think so. But you go ahead.
Right.
Except...
Except what?
It seems a pity to break things up just when we're nearly finished, doesn't it?
Nearly finished?
Yes.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, right. Yes, I'll sit down. In the chair.
Good. Only it is nearly 8 o'clock and I've got to meet my husband for dinner at the Golden Salamander.
Very nice.
A special occasion of some sort, is it?
Oh, no. We usually go there on a Thursday.
Oh, I see.
Now, let me check the main details again. Mr. and Mrs. Hollingsworth.
Pat and Tom.
Oh, I hope my formality didn't offend you.
No, of course not.
Only it can be awkward, you see. You get friendly with people too soon, and then you have to tell them they're not going to be any use to you.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure you understand.
Yes, I think we're beginning to, Mrs. Thornley.
Mrs. Hollingsworth, you're 37, and you...
Mr. Hollingsworth.
40?
Yeah, yes, 40. Don't let the hair fool you. A lot of fullbacks have made that mistake.
And you've got 3 children. Mark, 16. Yes. Lisa is 14, and Simon's just turned 12. Oh, I know what I should have asked.
Yes?
Will the sex bother you?
Well, we're not as active as we used to be, but we hope to let our hair down occasionally.
I meant the sex of the foster child.
Yes, I know you did. I was joking.
Fine. Mrs. Hollingsworth?
It's the age, not the sex. I don't think I could cope with an older one at first. I mean, a teenager.
Not unless you do have Emma Ridley on your books.
Pardon?
It was just something our son said. A joke.
Ah, 2 comedians in the family.
Well, don't you need a sense of humour to foster?
A sense of humour, yes. But you don't have to be Bernard Manning.
Ah.
Now, I have left this till last, because... Well, it is deceptively simple, and sometimes if I ask straight away, we never get past it.
That sounds ominous.
Oh, rubbish. Go on, ask away anything you like.
Why do you want to foster?
What?
I think she was asking me.
Yes, I was.
Yes, but I mean, what kind of question is that? I thought they wanted us to foster.
Well, we do, if your application is eventually approved.
Approved? I mean, we're offering our help. We're not asking for an Arts Council grant.
Tom, she was asking me.
All right, well, go ahead, you answer it then.
Well, if I get a word in Edgeways.
Sorry, pardon me. Go on then, go on.
Well, Mrs. Thornley, I want to foster because... Because... Oh, I don't know, really. Just because I do, that's all. I've been thinking about it for ages. Well, it's just something I really want to do.
Fine. That's a perfectly good answer.
What? Well, that was a good answer.
A good, honest answer.
Yes, but...
Tom.
Well, all right, if you're satisfied. I'll meet at the coffee, shall I?
But we haven't heard your answer yet.
My answer?
Yes. Why do you want to foster?
Isn't it obvious?
No.
Well, I mean, basically, I want to support my wife. If she wants to foster, I'm willing to go along with it.
Oh, dear.
What's wrong with that?
Fostering is a very serious business, Mr. Hollingsworth. Both partners have to be equally committed.
Not equally, surely.
As near as possible.
Well, yes, I can see that, I suppose, but the thing is...
Yes?
Well, the thing is... Oh, well... We don't want you to be late for your meal, of course.
Oh, that's quite all right. I shall worry about that. Now, this is important.
Right. Sorry, what was the exact question again?
Why do you, as an individual, completely irrespective of Pat's feelings... want to foster?
Tom?
Just a second. This needs a bit of thought. Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't.
Oh, Tom.
No, let me explain. Look, I mean, well, I mean, men and women are different, aren't they?
Tom, you idiot.
How could you?
I don't know. It just came out.
Emma Ridley jokes about sex. She came to talk about fostering, not open a branch of the Playboy Club. And then after all that, you came right out and said you didn't want to foster anyway.
Oh, hang on. I tried to explain that, didn't I?
Oh, yes. By making that breathtakingly original statement, men are different to women.
Well, they are, aren't they? I mean, if they weren't, there'd be no children around to be fostered in the first place.
How could you put me through all that?
Well, of all the... After all I went through to help you in the first place.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Nothing. Forget I ever mentioned it.
Mentioned it? Mentioned what?
If this is your attitude when things don't go exactly your way, well, I'm not sure I want to be foster father to your foster children. So get yourself a foster husband while you're about it.
Tom, where are you going? What are you lot doing here on the stairs? As if I can't guess.
We haven't been listening, if that's what you think, Mum. At least some of us haven't.
And the rest of us couldn't, because you were talking so quietly.
Until just now.
What was that all about, Mum?
Don't be so cheeky. It's none of your business.
Come on, Mum. How did it go?
How do you think it went?
Oh.
Here goes my triumph stag.
What?
I must have booty-o.
What do you mean?
What did I tell you, Mum? He never offered me anything. It's not fair.
And one more thing. People in caravans do not buy stair carpet.
I've never heard that one before, Mum. What does it mean?
Just leave me alone. All of you. Just leave me alone.
I did warn you, Pat. Nothing but trouble, I said.
Yes, but not before we even got started. What's that you're knitting?
Never mind that. Finish what you were saying.
Well, that's about it. More time to think it over. That's what she said we needed, before we try to go any further.
So, what's wrong with that? They haven't said no.
No, but I think Tom has.
Did he say that?
No, not exactly. But he started talking about us doing more things together. Like other people do, apparently.
Might not be a bad idea, Pat.
No. I might get to like five-a-side football.
You know what I think?
No, tell me.
He doesn't really want to do more things together. He just wants to be 19 again. You've set him thinking.
That did occur to me, sort of.
And he'll soon get over it. You'll foster if you really want to. Might take a bit longer than you expected, that's all.
Just a minute. You're the one who was against it all. You ought to be happy if nobody else is.
A person can change their mind, can't they?
Yes, I'm delighted. I just realised what that is. It's not a tea cosy at all, is it?
Brilliant.
It's a baby's bonnet.
Don't get excited. It's not for you. It's for the woman next door.
Which one?
The new one, of course. Mrs. Chambers is 73.
Uh-huh. So, who spoke first?
If you must know, I did.
Well, good for you.
I had no choice. I came home from the bingo and she was in my garden taking my washing off the line.
It was raining, was it?
Well, barely. It was just spitting. But she said she'd noticed how fussy I was about getting my clothes properly dry, and she hoped I didn't mind.
Really?
Yes, I felt such a fool.
Well, it serves you right, really.
Yes. Anyway, she came in for a cup of tea and we never stopped laughing.
Oh, good talker, is she?
Oh, quite good. Although it was your tea cosy that set us up in the first place.
Mum.
No, actually, she said she couldn't knit either, so one thing led to another, and it set me thinking.
What about?
Well, if you do become a foster mother, I suppose I'll become a foster grandma, won't I?
Oh, Mum, of course you will.
So I might as well get in some practice.
But if Tom's gone off the idea completely...
You'll think of something, don't you worry. Poor devil, he hasn't got a chance.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that.
If there's one thing I've learned in this life, Pat, it's that men and women are different.
I'll drink to that.
So will I. And not with lukewarm tea, either. With a glass of this beautiful, full-bodied, rare vintage beetroot wine.
Oh, was that a good year then, 1986?
A good year for me. I had a new boiler fitted for me central heating.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Growing Pains was written by Steve Whetton and starred Ray Brooks and Sharon Deuce as Tom and Pat Hollingsworth. Gran was played by Jean Hayward, Miriam by Jacqueline Tong, Caroline Thornley by Susan Sheridan, Mark by Richard Pierce, Lisa by Tika Vicker Bloss, and Simon by Nicholas Delve. The producer was Lissa Evans.